We're not at the cafe at Artichoke Music this time. We're in Seaside, Oregon at the Seaside Jazz and Blues Festival on March 16th for a very special occasion. We told composer-pianist Gordon Lee that we wanted to talk to him on stage about the set he was about to play and also his new album. In reality, we were going to present him with the first annual award in the name of the late beloved drummer and teacher Carlton Jackson for excellence in musical education and musicianship. Gordon, a friend and longtime musical collaborator with Carlton, did not know anything about it. We surprised him. It was quite a moment. Well, this is going to be a fabulous part of the festival, and when the festival comes back next year, when the temperature is like what it's supposed to be, and everybody's not at the beach, we're going to add more interviews because we love to hear from musicians, particularly before they're about to play. We're going to do that. Let me introduce you to Gordon Lee,
the one and only.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My new friend.
I'm Bruce Watts. I'm from the Astoria Jazz Festival and KMUN Radio.
And I'm Tom D'Antoni from KMHD and Oregon Music News. And I helped put the festival together with Carrie and Greg Bond.
Yes, now, let's hear it for Carrie and Greg.
So we wanted to get a sense of from Gordon Lee about what's going to happen here. So tell us about the band.
Well, I'm very fortunate to have a great bunch of musicians. We actually made a record about a year and a half ago. The CD party was actually at the 1905 on July 2nd, so you can't go there anymore, you know. But unfortunately, that club closed. But anyway, we were able to do our thing there. It features original music of mine. Quite a bit was composed during the COVID time. And so, hey, we're all still here. We're survivors. You know, I like to divide history into B.C. and A.D. You know, B.C. was before COVID, and A.D. is after disease.
Well, tell us who they are.
We have Renato Caranto. Fabulous, Renato Caranto on tenor saxophone. You're going to get a chance to hear him also playing with King Louie on the organ. I think that's this evening.
Our closing act.
Right. So Renato is just the most in-demand musician in the Northwest, I think. And I have the fabulous drummer Gary Hobbs playing drums with us.
Mm-hmm.
And Perry Thorsell, a relative newcomer to the scene, just in the last few years or so, but Perry Thorsell on bass, a virtuoso bass player.
Yeah, great. Well, hey, Gordon, when we were backstage, you told me a very interesting story I'd like you to share with the rest of the crowd. The last time you played here was when?
The last time I played in this room was 47 years ago.
Whoa.
I was 3 years old at the time. I had a gig here. It was actually my very first gig in the state of Oregon. I had moved here from Bloomington, Indiana. We got any IU people? Anyway.
That didn't go over well.
No, I know. Anyway, so I moved here from Bloomington, Indiana because I knew a fabulous trumpet player, songwriter, arranger named Richard Burdell, who was so dynamic in creating. I mean, he knew everybody, you know, from Jim Pepper to Robert Cray to Tom Grant. I mean, he knew all these people, was involved musically with so many people. Anyway, he was my friend. I got to know him in Bloomington, Indiana. He said, come out to Oregon. It's the promised land. There's a ton of gigs. And I came out, and he was right. You know, I got out here, and I started working after I got done with my studies at IU. So he got me the first gig I played in the state of Oregon was right here in this room. It was with the George Reinmiller Big Band. Anybody remember George Reinmiller? Yeah, there we go. There's a couple of people there. So that was my very first gig here in Oregon.
So tell us what you're going to kick things off with.
Well, we're going to play a standard. We're going to play a George Gershwin standard that I've reharmonized called But Not For Me. I always likes to mix in some standards along with my own original stuff. But we're going to hear, I'm actually going to play sort of an environmental trio, three songs that are inspired by the environment, or let's say the rapid, you know, rapid disappearance of. So that is going to happen in the middle of my set here. So,
boy, that's something to look forward to.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, listen, Gordon, we got a surprise for you.
Yes, we got a little surprise.
We decided that every year we were going to have an award.
Oh.
And we have it in the name of Carlton Jackson.
Oh, wow.
Carlton Jackson Award for Musical Education and Excellence in Musical Education and Musicianship.
Oh, wow.
And you are the first recipient.
Oh, wow.
Please bring it out, Carrie and Greg. Let's hear it for Gordon Lee.
That's Gordon Lee.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's beautiful. That's really nice. Thank you so much. Wow, that's great. It says the Carlton Jackson Award 2024.
And the back?
Oh, that's beautiful. Keeping Time presented to Gordon Lee for Excellence in Musical Education and Musicianship. Well, thank you so much.
We'd like to give you a print by Diane Russell.
Oh, wow.
All right.
Oh, that's
beautiful.
Fantastic.
Drawing of Carlton.
Yeah. Oh, God. Turn that. That's beautiful. Turn that around so people can see.
Congratulations, Gordon. You've earned it.
Wow. Well, thank you very, very much. So I do want to mention about Carlton Jackson. The album that I recorded with this band is dedicated to the memory of Carlton Jackson. Carlton was our original drummer played. We got started playing on my front porch because in the middle of COVID, there were no clubs open. So I started playing on my front porch in Southeast Portland, and people started to come out. We'd get droves of people. Carlton literally played every single porch concert, close to 20 of them, until he suddenly passed away. He did not die of COVID, but he did die in the midst of the heat wave.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so I don't know, he's acknowledged as a victim of that heat wave in 2020. Mm-hmm. Was it 2021. But anyway, but Carlton was my friend, band member, and was just a great human being. So I really appreciate this. This is so, so incredibly nice of you to give me this award. Carlton was we all miss everybody on the stage here. Knew Carlton and worked with Carlton. He was a great man and a great musician.
And you deserve this award.
Yes, you
Thank
do.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
Yes,
Thank
yes.
You.